Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What's your plan to grow your business this next year? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on getting ready for next year. I know we're just a few weeks into October, but year end will be here before you know it. In fact, I'm seeing Thanksgiving-related decorations everywhere, and I'm already getting advertisements for this year's best Christmas gifts. And since we're now in the fourth quarter of the year, it's time to begin making a plan for success in the year ahead. That's why my question for you this week is, what's your plan to grow your business this next year? I guess that question assumes a couple of things. Number one, you are planning to grow your business this next year. And number two, you are going to make a plan. If your answer to these two questions are yes and yes, then you'll be very interested in today's podcast episode. On the other hand, if your answer to either of these two questions is no, then you might as well go ahead and save yourself 15 minutes or so and find something else to listen to. Perhaps you can tune into the Major League Baseball playoffs, or you can spend a few minutes scrolling through Facebook or Instagram. But if you're thinking about growing your business and you want to put your thinking into a plan, stay tuned in. I want to share with you a 9-category model that covers the critical areas of your business that must be a part of your game plan for this next year. These 9 categories will help you structure your business plan and focus your strategic actions on the areas that matter most to your business growth and success. Ready to take a few notes? Let's discuss these 9 categories briefly. I want to give you a few questions for each that will require some focus, time, and attention. Let's start with your compelling vision. How clear is your long-term vision for your business? Does each of your team members know, understand, and feel energized by your vision? What needs to change to make your vision of the future more compelling and more real to those who are going to help you get there? If your vision of the future doesn't excite you, then you can be sure it's not going to excite others on your team. It's critical to revisit this as part of your plan for next year and re-energize the possibilities that lie ahead. How about your lead generation? Based on what you've been doing this year, what are the best strategies to get more prospective customers to know that your business exists? If you're using some lead-generating strategies now, which are working and which are not? What could you do to improve your cost per lead? And do you have a robust CRM in place, or would you be better served by improving your game in this area? Generating leads is a lifeblood of any business, and it must be part of your game plan each and every year. The goal is to continually generate more and better leads and consistently reduce the cost to generate each and every lead. Make sure this is covered in your plan for this next year. Category 3 is lead conversion. The big questions that need to be addressed are, is your current sales process well-defined and being used by everyone on your team? Are you tracking the results of each step of your sales process? And are you asking your prospects the right questions to help them make a good purchase decision? Once you spend time, effort, and money to generate leads, it's important to consistently get better at converting your leads into paying customers. There's no time like the beginning of the year to launch new processes to capture more of your prospects. Make sure this is covered well in your plan for next year. Category 4 is delighting customers. Once you get a new customer, how do you know what your customer thinks about your products and services? Are you gathering customer feedback on a regular basis? What could you do differently to improve the experience your customers have when they do business with you? Far too often, business owners focus their attention on getting new business rather than delighting their existing customers. Don't make this mistake. Be sure to include in your plan some specific strategies to improve your customer experience, no matter what level it's at today. Up next, generating repeat business. If you've been in business for a while, you know that it's far easier and less expensive to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. So this topic needs to be a part of your plan going into next year. Here are a few questions to explore with your team. What is your current average ticket price? Are there products and services that you offer, but not all customers know about? If so, how might you introduce them to your current customers? How about your frequency of purchase? Are there opportunities for your current customers to buy from you more frequently? And if so, what could be done to increase this frequency? Both your average ticket price and your frequency of purchase will impact your revenue growth without adding a single new customer. Don't leave this to chance. Make sure these topics are addressed as part of your plan for the next year. Here's another. Building leverage through processes. How many of your critical processes are well documented? Have you created checklists? Are they posted in the work area? Thinking of how you get work done, where could you gain efficiency, reduce cost, and eliminate unnecessary mistakes or non-value-added work? Oftentimes, you get stuck doing things the way you've always done them. Yet there are big opportunities for cost savings by making small changes in your processes. All you have to do is make sure these are reviewed and discussed as part of your plan for next year. Okay, just 3 more categories to go. Let's talk about building a high-performance team. Does everyone on your team have a personal development plan? Another way to ask that is, does everyone on your team own their own personal improvement? And how are they keeping on track to their personal improvement plan? Having these in place would be a game changer for most business owners. How about risk-taking? Do you encourage it in your business? Are you micromanaging and controlling your people? Or have you given them the authority and responsibility to make bigger, bolder decisions on behalf of your customers? Perhaps this should be something that's part of your plan for next year. One more question in this area. Have you communicated your expectations in terms of what everyone knows are non-negotiable? In other words, do your team members know with certainty that you have high standards that must be maintained to continue to be on your team? Perhaps this needs some additional focus as you enter this next year. How about your succession plan? Have you defined the ideal transition scenario for your business? What have you done to prepare your key leaders to potentially become your general manager? Have you outlined the skills, behaviors, and knowledge required for someone to be your successor? The reality is we're all going to transition out of our business one day. The question is, will you be ready when that day comes? There's no time like now to begin the process of finding and preparing your replacement so you can focus more of your time on bigger things, even if those bigger things are time freedom and flexibility. And finally, the last category, giving back to the community. What are you doing to be a good steward and contributor to the community? Have you adopted a charity or service organization that you and your business can adopt? Are you currently seen as a business that gives generously to those in need? This is an area where we can always get better or do more, and there's nothing like giving from our abundance. Think about it. If you get just a little better in the 8 categories we covered before this one, your business will grow top line and bottom line, and this will provide you with many more opportunities to make a difference in your community. There you have it. 9 specific categories for you to think about as you build your game plan for next year. You may have some of these categories well in hand and only minor improvements are needed, but likely there are some that are ripe and rich with opportunities that you can turn into higher revenues and higher profits for your business. But unless you take the time to walk through each category, answer these important questions, and open your thinking to doing things differently, you'll miss out on the rewards. Don't be like most business owners, going into another year without a specific plan to get better and stronger in the new year. Simply dedicating time for this exercise, writing down your thoughts, ideas, and recommendations, then assigning them to someone or to a small team to get the work done will make this next year your best year ever. And who doesn't want that? As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Building a game plan for next year fits into the important but not urgent category, the one that every business owner should be spending the majority of their time on. This topic demands your time and attention, and the rewards will far outweigh the costs. And be a good sport and share this episode with your fellow business owners. Many business owners struggle with doing annual planning for their business. This podcast episode may be just what they need to put some structure behind their thinking. I'm sure they'll thank you for the recommendation. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss rock and roll. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.